From KXCI, I'm Sara Ariano, and you're listening to Tucson Voices.
My name is Alfred Teran. I've been with the Dukes Car Clubs for 36 years. My mother and father started the club back in 1989. We're actually the first chapter outside of California to be Dukes.
Dukes Car Club was first formed in 1962, Los Angeles, California, where it started off as a social club. The club was heavily stigmatized due to the reputation of lowrider cars. In reality, though, the club became a way to keep kids off the streets and safe by getting them involved in the process of restoring cars. The club also became infamous for giving back to the community any chapter was a part of, including our very own Tucson.
We like to help the community and just help people who need that help. We used to take our cars and do Meals on Wheels. We work with the Meals on Wheels people, and we take meals to the homebound, you know, people that are home alone that don't have a Thanksgiving or whatever. So we did do that, take our cars, show the people that we're here for them, and we delivered meals to them. And then you also get donations from different companies or something, and you help give out to the community as well. And this is probably a good time too, because Thanksgiving's coming, and with all the things going on across the world, people are probably in need of those kinds of stuff. So yeah, it's nice to be out there to help the community and support them, because when we're out there cruising, they're out there supporting us.
How does that same support carry over to the club's family values, helping and keeping families close while also upholding the strength of lowrider culture?
Like I said, my parents started the club and they got us involved, and we were children back then. Even my brothers and sisters, they were still like 10 years old. Once we started having children, my mother started buying lowrider bikes and got them together so that we could stay a family and get the kids involved as far as, you know, cleaning your bike, see what you can do to put parts together, however, just to keep the family united. Yeah, it's really great, because now I have grandchildren. Now, my grandchildren are asking for lowrider bikes. They want to be in the lowrider scene, and it's a positive environment, you know. It's not out there gangbanging, looking for trouble or anything like that. You save some money, get you a little lowrider bike, and you try to make it the best way and make it, it's artwork. You can make it the way you want it, you know, make your own creativity and fix your own bike, put your own wheels, put your own ideas on it, make it look crafty for you, you know, as an individual. We're still going strong. My parents that started it are getting up there in age. They're still around, you know, and they still a part of it. But, you know, it's us children, my parents, we all stepping it up to get out there to show the community we're still here for them. We're still here cruising, showing our cars. And now we want to step it on down to our grandchildren so they can keep the vibe and the Chicano power going. And my name is Alfred Teran. I'm with the Dukes Car Club, and I am vice president of the Dukes Car Club.
This story is on the Tucson Voices program page at kxci.org. From KXCI Tucson, I'm Sara Ariano.